Explain to Education Matters.
Two segments. My first guest is Wisconsin State.
Space. The final frontier.
And a very pleasant good morning and welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. And this is our 13th season, and this is March 25th, 2017, or start date 94832.18. As our program began this morning, you heard the voice of my late cousin Leonard Nimoy, who played Commander Spock on the original Star Trek television series, six of the original Star Trek movies, and two of the newer Star Trek motion pictures. Star Trek The Next Generation.
And James T. Kirk, captain of the Starship Enterprise, NCC-1701. The ship was first launched on Earth date 2245. And just in case you were wondering, our Enterprise ship is a Constitution class, and it's powered by a dilithium-focused matter-antimatter reaction chamber. A bit later, I'm sure our chief engineer, Montgomery Scott, we call him Scotty, will probably bore the heck out of you with all kinds of specifics about this fine ship of ours. I must tell you this, as my good friends out in sunny California would never forgive me, if I didn't tell you, the ship's components were built at the Starfleet Division of the San Francisco Navy Yards and assembled in order.
The children of Tama. My name is Jean-Luc Picard, and I'm the captain of the Starship Enterprise D, which is a Galaxy-class ship, and it is the flagship of Starfleet. Our designation is NCC-1701-D. Our normal crew complement is 1,000...
As captain, at least at this moment in time.
But Catherine, this is the Enterprise and not Voyager.
Very true, Jean-Luc. You know, I was wondering if the computer system on board this fine vessel has been updated.
Catherine, everything should be shipshape. What seems to be the problem?
The last time I checked with one of these computers, it gave me some incomplete information.
About what?
Not what. Whom? Actually, about me.
Let's check this out. Computer, information on Janeway, Catherine, Captain, USS Voyager.
Working. Janeway, Catherine, 2371.6. Given command of U.S.
Part about the beaming down of commanding officers into unsecured areas.
I find that report about Captain Janeway to be fascinating.
Spock, I was not expecting you to arrive until 1330 hours. And you just couldn't stay away from this...
...which allowed for 11 minutes of daily contact with Voyager.
Commander Spock, we don't want to go over our skis on this story right now, do we?
If you mean to get too far ahead of ourselves on all these stories taking place this morning, you are correct, Captain Picard.
Jean-Luc, you were talking earlier about Stardate 45047.2, when your Enterprise was...
We have a problem.
When do we not have a problem, Scotty? Spock and I will beam aboard...
Enterprise Medical Log, Stardate 5027.3. Dr. Leonard McCoy recording. I'm concerned about Captain Kirk. He shows indications of increasing tension and emotional stress. He was away meeting with other Starfleet captains. I had to ask Chief Engineer Scott to say that we were having a problem here on the Enterprise. 2233.
Dr. McCoy, I'm almost afraid to ask, but what exactly is Plan JTK-2233?
Check off? You Russians always ask such detailed questions, but I will tell you anyway.
Thank you, Doctor.
Plan JTK-2233 translates into James Tiberius Kirk.
Dr. McCoy, Chekhov, where is Captain Kirk?
Spock, you are always the impatient child in all of our adventures. Is that a Vulcan attribute that you keep in your treasure chest of fascinating and indeed?
Chekhov, nice of you to return to duty.
Yes, Captain.
You were about to tell me something before you disappeared.
I have completed the assignment you asked of me, Captain. A theoretical incursion into...
Yes, Mr. Chekhov, I can read. And as usual, your theoretical evaluations do not tally with mine. Return to your duty and I'll let you know when your work is satisfactory.
Yes, Captain. Right away.
Mr. Spock, full sensor scan of the region, please.
I did give a full report.
Yes, Mr. Spock. That was the past. I'm concerned with the present. Or is it becoming too much for this crew to present me current information?
No, sir. Compliance presents no problem.
Then, Mr. Spock, comply.
Sensor scan to 1/2 parsec.
Kirk here.
Scotty here, Captain.
Yes, Scotty. What is it now?
Captain, can we talk in a more private area of the ship?
The briefing room. Meet me in the briefing room, Mr. Scott.
Aye, Captain.
The design of the ship is the same. Mr. Spock, you said you had a theory on why your sensors didn't board. One final order, Mr. Scott. If we do not return, the Enterprise must not be taken. If the Romulans attempt it, you're to fight. And if necessary, destroy yourselves. Is that clear?
Aye, perfectly clear, Captain.
Energize.
Bask.
I just had a very strange feeling. Almost like the ship started to quiver. Just a bit.
It must have been a change in our warp drive torque. It happens most nights at about this time.
I didn't feel anything.
Well, neither did I. But to be on the safe side, let me check. Computer, warp drive check 23/1800 hours. Analyze.
Working. Analysis complete. Analysis complete.
Computer, explain.
One final order, Mr. Scott. If we do not return, the Enterprise must not be taken. If the Romulans attempt it, you are to fight. And if necessary, destroy yourselves. Is that clear?
Jean-Luc, what's that all about?
Captain, is everything all right?
Commander Riker, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure.
What do you mean, Captain?
Number one, have we been having any problems with our computer systems?
Well, as a matter of fact, Ensign Crusher was just running some tangential diagnostics on our entire computer array.
Mm. Engine Crusher, report.
Sir.
Wesley, before you tell...
Or do I know from where they came? Captain, I have some of the audio messages with your voice saved here in my console. Shall I play it for you?
Yes.
Yes, Captain.
Buster, we've been asked by the Federation to visit a group terraforming Vandero 3. Communications have been erratic, and there is some concern about their welfare.
Pleiades. The name Pleiades comes from ancient Greek. It probably derives from Pline, which translates as to sail. Because of the cluster's importance in delimiting the sailing season in the Mediterranean Sea, the season of navigation began with their heliacal rising.
Data, we did not ask you about cluster stars in a 25-light-year radius, some 415 light-years from Earth.
As Commander Spock would say, this is all quite fascinating. But on God's green Earth, why are we discussing this cluster now?
Captain, something must be wrong with my visor. I thought I saw a visual in the screen behind you about the Pleiades.
Captain, we're picking up 4 unidentified objects heading our way with unknown... It looks like a Borg, or possibly a Romulan warbird.
Lieutenant Worf, which is...
under the surface of the planet.
It takes very special people to live in such desolation.
Captain, I sense something very different.
What do you mean, Counselor Troy?
These inhabitants are very special. Almost like a people of very high intelligence. And something else.
Special powers?
Oh, I'm not sure, Captain, but I do sense...
I can see into the future.
Well, no. I sense they are visionaries who don't see this planet as it is, but as it will be.
I've always wanted to see...
They're still sensing life forms, sir.
Vandero 3 Base, do you copy?
Vandero Base to Enterprise. Yes, Captain. I'm Director Monrar. I'm sorry about the delay, but we weren't expecting visitors.
Terraform Command has asked us to see how you were getting along.
We were a little behind, but we're back on schedule. I'd like to hope we're allowed to maintain that schedule.
Captain, I sense...
We would require no special attention.
I'm trying not to be rude, sir, but this is really very inconvenient.
Counselor?
She is concerned.
As you wish, Captain Picard.
Counselor, perhaps you'd better come along as well.
Yes, Captain.
Captain, shouldn't Worf go with us as well?
Good idea, Number One.
Lieutenant Worf, prepare to join us.
Yes, sir.
Things might become very unpredictable. Stay on your toes, Number One. Data, you have the con while we're on the planet.
Yes, Captain. We shall keep in constant communications with you.
Below the surface. My senses detect electromagnetic interference beacons sending out...
...on the part of Counselor Troy.
We weren't...
So exciting and so inspiring. We take a lifeless planet and little by little transform it into an M-class environment capable of supporting life. Terraforming makes you feel a little godlike.
You make it sound poetic.
I think it is the best job in the universe. I receive many commendations for my work.
The efficiency of your hydraulic landscaping is quite elegant.
Wesley, what is our
current... Yes.
Data, this is Guinan.
Yes, Guinan. Are you in 10 forward?
No, Data. I had a premonition and had to talk to Dr. Crusher.
About Captain Picard?
Yes. And something that could affect our entire crew and a crew in the future. On board another Federation...
Data, my readings are getting stronger from the planet. And... Captain Picard's biometrics are all over the chart.
Doctor, do you think it's serious enough to beam the entire crew back to the Enterprise?
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Keep me posted every 10 minutes.
Of interest to you? A vegetation graph. It is really the key...
Worf, can you open the door?
It's jammed. Ah!
First officer's log, stardate 41464.3. What began as a routine visit to a terraforming site has turned into something far more serious. The hydraulics...
Data, this is Guinan in 10 forward.
Yes, Guinan.
Data, something is wrong, very wrong, with our away team down on the planet.
What do you mean?
Something tells me they are going away on a very long voyage.
Guinan, I am sure they are fine. We are just out of communications range with them, for now at least.
Data, I wish you were right. I wish you were right.
Oh, Captain! Computer, pause music. I didn't wake you, did I?
Oh, that's all right, Doctor. 15 minutes of sleep is really all I need. Coffee, black. Maybe you should pay a little more attention to flying and a little less to singing. Verde, I believe, correct?
Yes, Captain, you are correct. And also, dear Captain, as a hologram, I can handle a variety of tasks at once. In addition to piloting the Delta Flyer, I'm writing a paper on the physiological stresses of long-duration spaceflight and taking holo images of this Matura-class nebula.
With a hologram on board, who needs a crew?
I'd never admit this to anyone else, but there was a time when I would have given anything to be flesh and blood. But I've come to realize that being a hologram is far superior.
Really?
No offense. I've always enjoyed the company of organics. In fact, I'm... we're passing through a subspace eddy.
Ensign Kim, there's some kind of pulse being directed at our transceiver array. It's coming from the Delta...
So 7 of 9. I just sent both of them a coded message with the details, and they're on their way in. Our new hosts have ways of hacking into our system without us even knowing it.
You'd think we were politicians running for head of state or head of federation.
Captain, welcome back. Safe and sound.
Thank you, Tuvok. 7 of 9, everything under control here?
Yes, Captain.
Now, bringing everyone up to speed. Chakotay, your
situation. I think I can be of great help.
How so, Neelix?
Captain, I've dealt with the recall Kim and I have been chatting about.
Mr. Kim, should I even ask if you think this will sound like a crazy idea to me?
Captain, When Neelix posed this hypothetical, I must admit that at first I did think he had been around some of that awful cabbage and jasper root soup he's been cooking for the last 3 days.
But?
But, Commander Chakotay, it made more and more sense to me as he painted the whole picture.
Okay, Neelix, as Lieutenant Paris likes to say, lay it on me.
Well, Captain, B'Elanna says that if we eject the core, it could then be towed safely to Warp 2, and then to...
I thought this was a hypothetical scenario.
We should be prepared, just in case.
In case of what?
Let me know as soon as you're finished. Neelix, come with me.
Yes, Captain.
Catherine, B'Elanna tells me you ordered some modifications to the flyer.
That's right.
Maybe I misunderstood. I thought the plan was to hand over the core when we reached the planet. Are we taking it somewhere else?
I heard you the first time.
Captain?
You've already made your concerns clear, Commander, but there's been a slight change of plans.
Were you going to tell me? Catherine, what's going on?
I don't feel well. I've got a headache. I'm going to my quarters, and I'd prefer not to be disturbed. You have the bridge. And tell Neelix to stop by my quarters in about an hour.
Yes, Captain. Chakotay to the doctor.
Go ahead, Commander.
Report to sick bay. Concerned about the captain. She doesn't seem to be feeling well.
What's wrong?
I'm not sure. She went to her quarters with a headache.
I'll bring her an analgesic.
I was wondering if this could be related to your encounter with the aliens.
You think they harmed her?
You tell me. What did they do to her?
I'm not sure exactly. The aliens took my program offline as soon as they boarded the flyer. The captain reactivated me a few hours later and told me she'd been interrogated. Naturally, I examined her to make sure she was...
Alex, we need to put Delta Gamma 682 into action now, just like we talked about.
Yes, Captain, right away.
I just sent 7 of 9 a message through her remaining Borg implant. Where are they?
Catherine, James T. Kirk, right here, at your Starfleet service.
And not to be outdone, Jean-Luc Picard, reporting for duty, Captain Janeway.
A fascinating display of deception, Captain Janeway, especially faking the headache.
Mr. Spock, our team of captains, along with 7 of 9 and Neelix, would not be complete without your logical Vulcan mind.
Thank you, Catherine.
So I'm hoping that someone will now tell me exactly what Delta Gamma 682 means, so
that our time is about to expire.
Arthur Dexter, Vicky Dumay, Alexa Eves, Todd Eves, Brett Hodeck, Gary Lean, Susan Lean, Jim McClure, Andrew Potter, Janelle Powers, Larry Rowe, Anne-Marie Schmid, Cameron Spencer, and Kathy Zolke. Our original script today was written by Steve Brown and Michael Ulstrup.
To seek out new life forms and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine.